Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Toni Morrison is known for her novels, landmark works such as Beloved, Song of Solomon, and The Bluest Eye. But her storied career includes only one short story. First published in 1983, it's been included in numerous anthologies, and this year, for the first time, it has been published as a standalone book. Recitatif is the story of Twyla and Roberta, two poor girls who are wards of the state and spend 4 months as roommates at the St. Bonaventure shelter. We know that one of the girls is black and one is white, but which is which? The story is told from Twyla's point of view over many years. The girls lose touch as they grow older, but meet again at a diner and then a grocery store and then a protest. But Morrison never identifies either girl's race. Recitatif is a masterpiece of language and perception. The title comes from an operatic term in which a singer adopts the rhythms and delivery of ordinary speech. Likewise, Morrison experiments with word choice, racial codes, and readers' assumptions, and the result is a powerful statement on the meaning of blackness or whiteness. A quick word about the new edition. Both the print and audio include a lengthy introduction by author Zadie Smith. And while Smith's point-by-point analysis of Recitatif adds valuable insight, I think it's better read or listened to after experiencing Morrison's story for yourself. I came away marveling at Morrison's skill as an author and wanting to read or reread more of her work. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.